Hi guys, so just a mild content warning for this week's episode. There will be mentions about self-harm and self-unaliving, as well as discussion about the Burning Sun scandal. Just wanted to let y'all know, and thanks for listening.
I'm your host May.
I'm Eva.
And I'm Leia.
And today we are talking about,
within the past month and a half, somebody else has seen their downfall. I've never seen a downfall so smooth happen. It was such a smooth downfall, a fall from grace. And that is Hyuna. Y'all.
Ooh.
So look, I unfollowed her a long time ago.
I forgot about her.
I unfollowed that woman a long time ago because something was off and I wasn't here for it. And she was giving me not icky. Nothing was icky from her, but something seemed weird.
Not yet.
It gave midlife crisis because I only recently unfollowed her after what happened. We'll get to that. But the fact that after she broke up with Don, the events that kind of happened after, something's really weird. Something's really erratic. Something's really off. And I don't know why. I was like, maybe it's just she's processing some feelings or something, but something was just weird.
Look, and if y'all don't know what we're talking about, so Hyuna, back in January now, I don't remember the man's 18th. Name properly because I always forgot his name. Yeah, no, his name does not matter.
But it kind of does. But kind of does.
Basically, y'all, she had announced that she was dating somebody, which that's not the issue. The issue was not that she was dating somebody. It was kind of the who and her cockiness of, I'm Hyuna and my fans are going to love me no matter what. Because, like, that's one thing. I think,
yeah,
with Dawn and Hyuna, when they announced that they were dating, the issue behind the whole thing was not even, oh, their company doesn't approve of it. It was they announced it without telling their company they were going to announce it. That was the problem.
And
their
company's like, so the company couldn't prepare a PR statement?
Exactly. So I've been doing a lot of little mini research on this whole topic of, like, idols dating and what the issue was with Hyuna and Dawn. And it was that a lot of the times, companies just ask the idols, not that you can't date, but you got to tell us so that way rumors start happening. If we need to make a statement, we can have something ready, right? And so the issue with that was it was going to look bad because Hyuna just announced it without talking to her managers, without talking to the company. And also same thing with Dawn. And at the time, Dawn was only an idol for like 2 years. He's only been in the industry at that point for 2 years. And she's got almost 10 years on him. Mm-hmm. And so that was the issue when that happened. Now, bring back to, they broke up back in 2022.
Sometime around the pandemic. Because I know that they had their album and then they left P Nation.
For a little bit,
They broke up after they left P Nation.
And so Dawn joined a new label, a new agency, and then she went to the same agency.
Yeah, that was weird.
So there was a lot of speculation that they were going to get back together or something.
Everybody's like, are they going to get back together? Are they, because they both said that they're going to remain like neutral friends. Like they're not going to be like completely like fuck off from each other.
And mind you, these people were engaged. So it was a pretty serious relationship before they ended up splitting.
Yeah, I think they announced their relationship in 2018. They were already in a relationship for almost a year and a half at that point. When they announced it, almost 2 years. So they were together almost 6 years, give or take.
Oh, wow. That's a long time, yeah.
So that's catching y'all up to if y'all didn't know about that past. But now, bring it forward to January of 2024, Miss Hyuna decides to announce via Instagram. Again, also did the same thing without telling her agency that she wants to make it public, not telling her agency who she's seeing. And she announced with a little beautiful photo of her walking on the beach, holding hands with somebody by the name of Yong Jun Hyung, a former Beast member. Beast also known as Highlight. And if you do not know who this man is, he got under fire back in, what, 2019,
right before the pandemic.
Because he was partially involved in the Burning Sun scandal. We could do a whole episode on that Burning Sun scandal, because that is a whole thing on its own. If you do not know about the Burning Sun scandal, please, please, please highly recommend do your research or wait for our episode eventually to come up on it, because it's a lot. But his involvement, I had to do a little more research about it too to make sure I came correct, was that he was not a direct member of like the scandalous group chat. He was not a direct in it, but he was besties with the main guy who was the one sending the photos, taking unconsensual videos of women. We'll just put it that way. And instead of reporting to the police or anything, he just kept it to himself. He would make little comments, laugh about it here and there. And that's the issue that the public had with him, was that he just did not say anything. He never reported anything on it. He just sat back and thought it was fine. And then he admitted in court that he didn't say anything. He thought it was fine. So it's not like, oh, these are allegations. Like, no, he said it in court for himself. So bring it back to, this is why people are upset with Hyuna, because she decided to publicly date this man. And apparently, allegedly, this I couldn't find too much detail, she and him have been together for almost a year now, more or less, probably a little bit less, but they were spotted back in November hanging out with each other. They were spotted back in October going to America together, and then it was confirmed by a restaurant that saw them together. There's someone that was just the basic umbrella statement of it. Because
isn't there more though?
Hyuna, if y'all never heard of Hyuna, if y'all have never seen anything from her, her appeal to most people is that she's this badass girl who doesn't give a fuck about what anybody got to say about her. She's gonna be different, and that is very admirable. And to her, and this is not defending her, but she's been in the industry for a very long time. She was with Wonder Girls by the age of like 14, 15, very young, thrown into the industry, and she got taken out of the group, but only a year later got into Cube with 4 Minute. So she's been going through a lot, I get it. And she's always been put on this like over sexualized for a while, especially when she was really young. But that was her appeal afterwards, of like kind of like an F you to the industry. That's just her energy she always had, and how she was talk about like wanting to bring up women and wanted like women empowerment, and that's great. Then you do things like this.
Yeah.
Owned her sexuality. Owned
her. Yeah, she was definitely someone who owned her sexuality.
Very progressive.
When she started making her own music.
Yeah, and that's what people admired about her.
Yeah. Girls, girl.
Feminist.
No, because looky here.
Feminist.
I know plenty of women who are very for women, and she acted like it, and she, you know, proclaimed stuff like that, and it was very disappointing to see the choices she makes. Because this man, whenever he got into all of this speculation and Burning Sun and everything, he publicly apologized, and that's also the same time when he left Beast. He left his group because of it. He didn't get kicked out of the group. He left because he's like, hey, I recognize what I'm doing is wrong. What I did was wrong, da da da. And then he stayed under the radar for a while. Kept quiet, did his own little thing. He's like, stayed in his own little bubble. Which, honestly, that makes a little more sense to do. Like, yeah, hey, that's a valid, I'm gonna apologize, decision. Put it out there. I'm leaving public eye. Cool. But as I was doing my research, I also, because he's from a second gen boy group. Hyuna originally is in a second gen girl group. Mm-hmm. They've known each other for a very long time, right?
Yeah.
So I couldn't find the timeline or years, but there's a girl named Guhara, who is a singer and actress, and she dated this man back in, I believe it was like, I couldn't find timelines, I don't remember, it was like 2017, 2018, but it was right before all the Burning Sun stuff. And when the officials, police, couldn't find exact details, were not getting him involved as they should have, Guhara was the one fighting the systems to get him in. Like, no, he's part of this too, you better, like,
oh wow,
she's fighting, okay. Hyuna and Guhara, if y'all are following, are friends. They are really close friends, publicly especially, too. Very close friends. Mm-hmm. He's dated this man. He was verbally abusive to her. He would also, you know, have unconsensual videos and photos of Guhara. And she would, like, find out. And she's like, hey, don't do that. Oh. And she fought for her own for it. And Hyuna, look, guys, if I have a friend who is involved in that situation, I'm never talking to that man.
Yeah.
I don't care if we were friends in the past. Hyuna and him were friends back when she was, like, in troublemaking. Troublemaker, and the other man from Troublemaker was also in Highlight or Beast. So like they all have history.
Oh, so that's where that connection would be. She was in a subunit with this man who was in the same group as the guy she's dating now.
Yes.
So, okay, that's where the connection is. Because I was like, oh, is it just that they're in the same industry?
No, her and him were friends. And while Guhara was dating him, Hyuna was getting close to him and being friends with him and would like hang out with him all the time. So that's what I'm saying. Y'all be careful, because if you're a girl's girl, if you are a true friend, you're not going to try to go with your friend's man. Okay?
Exactly. Especially in that situation. That's like the worst situation.
And Guhara, she passed away at some point, right?
Guhara.
Yeah, she did.
She did pass away a few years ago. And Hyuna was very publicly, and I would get it too, if my friend was to take her own life, especially. And a lot of it had to do with the stresses and pressures that she was put under. It would be a toll. I would feel hurt, and I would feel worried, and I'd feel scared. And I'd be like, oh my God, what could I have done to help? And things like that. Or why did I not see it? And you know, you're gonna have like a survivor's guilt type feel. I get that. But Hyuna was very public about how upset she was about it, how much it hurt her. And then for you in 2024 to publicly announce and to date a man that your friend got put through hell with.
Ooh.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
You know, I didn't know all that context.
And it was an act? Was it all an act?
And so now.
Wow. Was it all an act?
That's so.
Yeah, it's because I'm happy now, so it's fine. Like, no.
Did you think, oh, she'll definitely forgive me for this?
Girl, I'd be haunting your ass, first of all.
She would want us to be together.
That's not funny. That was not. The what the K-pop lawyers have informed us that we cannot make statements like that.
And look. Sorry. This was personal. That was our main thing. But what I'm saying is, and this is never like even a slander on Hyuna, but those types of actions are not okay. And also
kind of shady.
When the K-pop's legal team would like to announce too that this is not a defamation on Hyuna's character, this is just our personal
opinions.
Please
don't sue us. We're just talking about the facts.
Yeah, this is all alleged.
But it's so upsetting and it's disheartening to see somebody who I for a while admired, like her attitude and like the way that she is and stuff like that. And then for you to really just show your true colors and
take a hard
I
haven't seen a fall from grace in K-pop like that in a minute.
Dare I say it's been a couple years.
Ooh, it was a dude for it, to be honest. It's been dude for it. It feels like it went overdue because of the pandemic.
Even the other ones who have like been like, oh, canceled or whatever. It's like, it was never anything super like serious. But this is like, some hard stuff. This is not like, oh, my idol is dating and so everybody wanted to cancel him or whatever. Like, no, it's who you're,
and the context.
Who the idol is dating and how it came about is just so.
It's kind of sad. I sure didn't know all of that with Guhara. I knew that they were friends, that was her ex, and that she had passed. That's all the context I had. And that also she was not happy with him when they were dating. That's all I knew. I didn't realize that it was a lot more abusive than I expected. But you know what's weird? Like, dating your friend's ex, your dead friend's ex, is wild. Even if she was like saying, he's such a great person, I love him, he's amazing, whatever, whatever.
Really weird.
That, it's still weird. Even if he was like fantastic. Your friend publicly denounced this man on multiple occasions and you decide to publicly date him and you're proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a decision.
Yeah, and there's so much more to it, but this was like the shortened version of it because I was watching a couple of videos on it and it's so wild because yes, these two could have been probably great if they were dating back then and you know, nothing of that type of scandal hit or maybe whatever, but it's the context
seems
of now.
Really shady.
It's what you know now.
We also don't know what their relationship is like either.
Not
but,
even
I mean,
hindsight.
Yeah, he could have got reformed. Yeah. Could have came to Jesus. Could have found religion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He could have changed for all we know.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. I was like, what could have been going through Hyuna's mind?
Change.
When she was getting with this man.
Change.
First. Even before anything.
Found Jesus or something.
Whether he's changed or not. And look, benefit of the doubt. Let's say he's a changed person. You are still somebody. And you know you're in the public eye. Mm-hmm. You know this. This is not new to you. She's not a brand new idol.
That's another thing too. Okay, well, if she was a brand new idol, this would have definitely... Yeah. I think the reason why Hyuna's career probably... We'll see if she comes out with any more music, if she ends I'm up, like, sure retiring.
And
or...
that's the other... The thing is, that's the problem that a lot of people like, we'll see. Have. Is that
she, no, I think she will continue.
She was posting as if nothing happened, and then would delete comments and, like...
Exactly.
Disable comments, her comments in her photos... And then she deleted a few things afterwards too, because she was just getting comments of like, are you not going to speak on this? Like at all.
Right. There's actually one comment that I'm reading on the Instagram. She did a paid partnership with a glasses company or something. Mm-hmm. And so she's wearing sunglasses, right? And one of the top comments is, do those sunglasses block out controversy? Heart eye emoji. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like stuff like that. Like,
so people are definitely still talking about it, even only, after a month.
It's only been a month or so. But the problem is she's refusing to make any type of statement. Really has it, which like, get it, stand by your man. Cool, got it. But also,
it hasn't been that long.
You've always been very open about a lot of things, and not even open, just like very blunt with how you are, and like, hey, this is what I'm gonna do, and now you're not saying anything?
Yeah. I mean, cancel culture is a weird thing because it, I don't know. I think depending on the idol, it doesn't, or the person, it doesn't work. I mean, I would compare this to like Ariana Grande or Doja Cat in the West, like how they have this really weird backing of like kind of female empowerment. I wouldn't say Ariana has always been exactly that, but definitely much like this idea of female empowerment, and then they go back and do things that are very anti-feminist or very anti-women, and it's like, are you okay? But also, we have to, I think one thing we do have to consider is like, these are still people who are flawed. Your idols are not actually idols. It's just a title.
100%. No, it's 100% that. And and that is fine, because you're going to be imperfect. You're going to have mistakes. And that's fine. It's how you respond to those mistakes and how you go about it. And
Hannah's always been a little weird.
And like, just announcing that you're dating this guy completely out of nowhere. It was very out of nowhere.
I'm just glad it couldn't be hidden. I'm just glad it came to light.
Yeah, and that's what,
to be honest,
that's what I'm gonna keep
nothing
saying.
Should like, be hidden.
She knows she's a public figure. She
especially if you're such a public figure.
There's no way she doesn't. And if she does, she's actually...
Oh, she knows.
Like, that's actually crazy.
She got 18.1 million followers on Instagram. That's just her Instagram. That's not even how many listens she gets or plays she gets. Like, Hyuna is big. If you're new to K-pop, you probably heard a Hyuna song, or you've heard 4 Minute or Wonder Girls. Yeah. Like, she just is one of the OG big second gen idols. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there are a lot of successful solo artists compared to Hyuna. Like, another one I would probably compare is like Jessie, but then you lean more into like R&B, then
you have,
K-hip-hop.
I will say it's, you have like IU, Jessie, Ailee,
IU too.
Bola, IU.
Taehyun, Aeon. But you.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Cut that out.
No, but I'm saying, like, you have these.
What the fuck she's talking about?
You have these very, like, prominent solo artists, and you. Right. She also, like, she's hit so many gens of K-pop.
And she's been in so many groups. Hyuna's always.
She's had so many debuts with like mixes of like being a troublemaker.
She really has so many concepts.
Yeah, Triple H. Is that what they're called? My brain's like,
yes, Triple H, which was short lived because she started dating Don.
She was dating him before then. Before they, that's the reason why Triple. Okay, that's one of the things. That's why Triple H became a thing, so they can make music together.
Or she was already dating Don. She just
was just here. He was third villain.
I don't know.
He was just third villain.
I don't know, dude. But that was their concept. Okay, so for more context, Pentagon is a group from Cube. E-Don at the time, but Don was a member of Pentagon. At the same time, Hyuna had her solo career at Cube. Cube is also known for like G-Idle and Lightsome, plenty of groups from Cube. So Pentagon had Hui, who is like their leader, and then E-Don, and they formed Triple H with Hyuna. Because I guess they all have H's in their names. Don's, I think that was what I remember reading back then.
Honjun.
Yeah, they all have H's in their names. They're like, oh, Triple H. And they made some pretty fun music together. And in their music videos, the concept was kind of like, these were like three wild children who like ended
like
up
a throuple.
Going around. Like... And yeah, they were like a throuple. They were very
yeah, they were a thruple, like a hippie.
And the music was very 70s funk, thruple, very like
very hip, very you know, cool vibe.
Yeah, funk is the best way to describe three it. I'm songs. Sure there's more adjectives for what the music was, but that was it. Yeah, it was very fun. Mm-hmm. There are not a lot of co-ed groups either.
But it was so Triple H was kind of cool.
A new concept. So hip. I mean, obviously you have Card and other groups, but really there's just so few of them. So it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, finally we get like co-ed. And then what happens? Two of the members turn out to actually be dating. Not just what they were portraying in the music videos. We're like, oh, these two.
Bam. I could tell, though, the vibe of that video, I could tell they were dating. And I was like, Hui looks kind of like outsider-ish. Those two have the connection.
Right. We just believed it was a concept. All the people huffing copium thought it was a concept. I personally wasn't even that deep into K-pop at the time, so I didn't even know. I was just reading the comments on the videos like, oh, they have a concept where they're like dating each other. And I thought that was kind of subversive because, again, a lot of people, I think at the time when co-ed groups were coming out, were thinking, oh, like, what if they end up dating? What if they end up in a dating scandal? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
they say, don't worry about it.
They're just kind of playing into that stereotype.
Yeah.
Yeah. Card are like siblings, though. Yeah. They're not dating.
But
they're no, family.
And so just to kind of.
Yeah, they really are.
That little thing. Yeah. Up, but it's just, siblings. It's very disheartening. And we'll see what happens. Both of their companies, respectively, of the man and Hyuna, both companies are like, no comment.
Right. On that topic, though, just a short little segue. I mean, how do you... Because this, I know how I feel about idols dating, but like... Because you were talking about how like the bigger issue was that Hyuna didn't communicate with her label before she outed herself as in a relationship, right? But honestly, I think like... That's kind of admirable. Not for the second one. Not for the first one either. But the concept of like, I'm dating someone. Why is it a big deal?
The issue.
I know that's a cultural thing.
The issue is never.
Yeah. That's. I get that.
Separate from that.
But no. This is the risk of.
That's the problem. No, him that's as the problem.
His character's damaged. Like his character is damaged as a person. No, you can't separate it. That's the problem. That's the problem. I know where you're getting at. I was like, if he was a regular good person,
to know,
yes, just so they can that makes so much sense. Artist. But since he's such a badly lit person.
But I was saying,
yeah,
the problem is not that. They don't give a shit if they're dating. There's no rule on it. It's You need to tell us. That way we can defend our artist. And if anybody tries to have like a defamation thing, they can be prepared. Their legal team would just be ready. But when you come out of nowhere, you're screwing yourself over.
I don't know. I think the idols dating concept makes sense depending on like age and where you're at. Especially if you just debuted, like, okay, dating ban makes kind of some sense because that's too early. You could easily, a relationship could easily fuck your career.
Yeah, and because their problem.
Especially if that person decides to share, you know, compromising things about you or go to tabloids, whatever. I do get that. But sometimes I feel like it's the culture of it is more strict than necessary.
It's eased up a lot more within the past, like, 10 years. I will say even the past 10 years, it's eased up a lot. But the problem that most people have is never the fact that they are dating.
Yeah.
And yes, you're going to have your Delulu fans, your Sosang fans who are actually fucking crazy and need to get a grip. But it's the...
Yeah.
You have to remember at the end of the day, these are their jobs. These are these idols' jobs, right? Mm-hmm. To be performers, to be artists, to have this whatever they're obligated for contract, whatever it is. And a lot of the times, and this happens in the normal non-idol, even at even at my job, like you have to, if I'm dating somebody below me, if I'm dating somebody in my company, I have to tell my boss. And I'm not an idol. I'm not in some public figure.
Right.
But I have to let them know because it could look some type of way. And it's the same ideal with the idol. It's not, oh, they're dating and nobody cares. A lot of the times fans actually do not care. And the ones who do care, nobody pays attention to them anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
But because there are plenty of idols who are in these relationships and there are plenty of idols who
have
full-on families. Like, and it's fine because they're still doing their job.
Yep.
Yeah.
The problem with it is
They're
that
human.
you have to be able to
They're
have
only
damage
human.
control in case, just in case. Because you have some like this,
You got a point.
Your idol is now dating somebody, or your artist, this person that makes your money, this person who signed a contract with you, is messing up your it's messing up your money. They are your employee.
Funds your lifestyle.
They could be awful and be like, you know what, fine, cutting you off now. Our contract's null and void. Good luck, figure it out. And they got every right to do that.
That's true.
Like, hey, you went against contract.
Especially if you broke a contract. If it's in the contract, don't
you
date.
Put our company in jeopardy. They have every right to. If I again, I could get fired for that from my job. If I'm dating somebody, I could get fired.
Yeah. They do not give a shit.
I've seen it happen at my own normal, regular type job. Somebody got fired because they were dating somebody.
Yeah. Which will not be named.
Yeah, I will not disclose my job.
Duh.
Or my company.
If you're curious, stop.
Stop it.
Get a life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it happens for every regular people, let alone somebody who's going to be making them hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. Yeah, and then I guess in this case, it's like, you're with someone who has a profile, who has a public.
Yeah, because if she was dating a normal dude, like there are plenty of idols who are dating normal people.
Not only is he famous, but he's famous for bad things.
Yes.
He's infamous.
Yes.
You know, maybe he wasn't directly involved with the scandal. Yeah, like he wasn't directly involved with the scandal, but he knew about it. He talked about it. He was friends with people who were
about it.
That's
a big thing.
How much of his involvement is, we don't know. We don't know how much he was involved, except for what was stated in court.
Didn't report it.
So it's very much like, why would you want to be with someone associated? Yeah.
Like,
why would you want to be with someone associated with that?
Yeah, because there are people.
What I was,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say what I was thinking was that Hyuna believes that she is too big for damage control to matter.
Yeah.
She doesn't need it. She's too big for it to take her down.
Yeah. And it shows that, no, your girl, you're not. Because the amount of people who have, like, publicly talked about boycotting her, like, her own fan sites, like, people who have been ride or die for her, they shut down. They're like, nope, we're not going to take any part of this. And that's in Korea and outside of Korea. They're like, nope, we'll not do it. That's wild. That's a fall. If your own fans are like, no excuses, girly.
It's weird because I feel like this was coming. Like, not necessarily who she would be dating, but something was spiraling. Like, she was spiraling. Like, after she broke up with Dawn, like, the progressions, even of her Instagram photos, I'm always seeing, like, little patterns of things that don't really matter until I'm like, oh, yeah, that's how she got here. But just, like, looking at the progression of her photos, and I'm like, she's in the really rebellious phase.
And she
like
had
a fuck you phase, like I'm gonna do what I want phase, like nobody can touch me phase. And it's really dangerous. And then this happens and I'm just like, oh, you pushed this too far. Like way too far.
Yeah, because she's always had like that reputation for her. Like she's like, oh, I don't give a fuck. And girl, you let it you pushed it too far. You tested, fuck around, find out. Like she fucked around, she found
but
out.
She really pushed it.
And I was like, Hyuna.
Yeah, she found out. But she had so many endorsements.
But
I don't know if she lost a lot.
Like, when a majority
because I haven't followed
like,
that
hey,
closely. But I'm wondering. I'm going to have to look.
Babes, what are you doing?
Look, money moves the world. Money moves mountains. I think on the one hand,
babes.
This is not me defending that bullshit, by the way. But on the one hand, I do think that some fans can be a little bit like, overzealous and overstep and be like, you should do this with your life. But I also think that fans telling you, hey, like, we do not support this man. We do not support this because this behavior is very erratic and this man was associated with something very bad and negative. Why would you stand with someone who is the antithesis of what you stood for up until this point? Freedom of choice, freedom of sexual expression, feminism. Like, why would you be with someone who is the antithesis of that?
It's really weird.
And that's what people are asking now. And she's like, I don't care. Get off my dick. Leave me alone. And when you do that, it's like, again, it's very Doja Cat. It's very Ariana Grande. It's like, when you do that,
you start playing with fire. You're going to get burned.
No, literally. You
know? Maybe you're too big to fall. I don't know. I'm not sure what will come of this. We'll see when she comes with the new comeback. If it actually, well, if it's good for one, or if she has any. She has any listeners? I don't know. This is a really weird situation.
It's like, I think if she wasn't like super pro woman, girl's girl, like if she wasn't like that and she was just like maybe just the average, maybe even on the little conservative side, would it really matter if this happened? Would people react the same? Would they react the same? I don't think they would.
Yes.
I really don't think they would. And I think that's why people are so mad.
Because if she was like that, people would question it and they'd be like, "Whoa, that's kind of weird. Whatever. Like, I don't like
right. Like, who would date him?
Now, why would you date him?"
But they probably wouldn't be boycotting.
It's the hold on, girl. You.
Yeah, that's icky. Yeah.
And I think another thing too is the lack of acknowledgement. I mean, to be fair, if you were dating someone who did a bad thing, which
can happen,
don't. But if you were dating someone who did a bad thing, and now people are asking you, like, what are you going to say about this? They did this bad thing. It's like, would you want to say anything? I don't know. I can see the silence there, but it's weird that she's just straight up like, you know, hiding comments about it. Like, I'm going to do what I want.
She even like made, there was a comment. I don't know if it was on that exact post, but she was talking about like, oh, like accept us lovingly or look at us lovingly or something like that. Like she's talked about that.
Right.
If she, and look, Hyuna, babes, if you're listening, her PR team, if you're listening, if you could even defend his fucking character and talk about like, hey, this is what he did. This is why it was wrong. I get that. Then that's still something better.
That's it. Like an acknowledgement of it. Like this situation happened.
Then do it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she should do this, but I think if she did, that's better than silence. That reaction would be a little bit like more people would be like, okay, well, at least you acknowledged it. And that's the weird thing about it is like, does she even have to?
I don't think she has to.
Should she be forced to? I don't know.
She doesn't have to. But if she wants to gain some of her fans back, or if she just doesn't. Wants to live in peace, like
she doesn't have to.
It's a good idea.
Right.
It's a good idea.
I don't know what it's like to be famous. So it's like,
oh, maybe she's just trying to blow up.
Yeah. Maybe she's like, if people maybe she wants to be a normal person. About my fame anymore, then maybe I'll be happy. That's a different situation entirely. This is a long-winded way to do that, though.
That's a scary way to do it.
I need to see the biopic.
That's a word.
I need the biopic.
That's a plot twist. That's an awful way to twist. Do it. But I mean, plot twist, plot twist.
Like, girl.
That's a way.
Because
at the end of the day, people are still going to stream her music. People are still going to like her stuff. And she's always going to have a loyal fan base. Even the ones who do not support him will still support her. Like, there's always going to be a subset of that for her. It's not like she's completely out of the woods, out of the water.
I do know that when I was doing research that first day when she did announce it, I don't remember the exact number, but I think it was about like anywhere between 200 and 500,000 people unfollowed her like right then and there when it happened, when she announced it, which is
like a quarter of a million.
Lot for like an hour. Like,
that's a lot.
They're like, goodbye.
They were like,
they're like, no.
Yeah.
I want to see this man on my timeline. Give it to him.
Not to that one. Not to
that. Give this man on my timeline.
We shall not be associated with this mess.
That was one little thing that I saw, and I did a little more research in because I was like, girl, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Ooh.
How dare you? If you don't get that reference, it's American Next Top Model, guys. Please, it's not just me being.
Telling me you're too young for this episode without telling me you're too young for this episode.
But I was a little upset to say the least.
I get it. That went on a while, actually.
That was a lot of context needed.
Yeah.
It's
okay. That was great. That was great.
I'm tired.
Yeah, that was really good. If we were gonna do a full on drama episode, I could see that format kind of going there.
If you enjoyed this episode of What in the K-Pop, please give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast so we can reach more K-Pop fans.
Follow us on Instagram at whatinthekpop_podcast for all the updates. If you want to contact us, you can send us a DM.
Thank you, K-Pop Squad, for listening. And we hope you all have a wonderful day or night. But most importantly, remember to
live your best K-Pop life.
Bye!